coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark, Sarah, and Pam, and special guest Alex.
It's Spider-Man today.
Oh, Spider-Man. He's wearing his official Spider-Man hoodie.
Nice.
Is that your Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Sweet.
This is going to be my Halloween costume.
We are covering news and events in the greater LA area, and you can give us a listen at lydiamediallc.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, serving residential and commercial customers with new installations and repairs. Call today and schedule your oil and gas boiler cleanings at 754-4556. UPI, the best plumbers around. And by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption, when it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squash it at 6 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
Let's take a look at some headlines for Monday, October 21st.
A $65 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy will fund the installation of smart grid technology that will allow Central Maine Power and Versant Power to manage electricity in real time. The grant also includes dedicated money for nearly 500 training, pre-apprenticeship, and apprenticeship positions in Maine.
Hannaford Supermarkets is recalling several kinds of store-brand frozen waffles due to listeria concerns. There have been no confirmed reports of illnesses or injuries linked to the recalled products, which may be returned to the store for a full refund. Those with questions can call their local Hannaford store or customer relations at 1-800-213-9040.
A reminder that the City of Lewiston is offering early voting for the November 5th election. There are 13 voting booths in the City Hall Chambers open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Last week, the city served 626 in-person voters.
The City of Auburn is seeking vendors for its third annual Hilton Holiday Hangout. Maine's premier holiday shopping event will be held Wednesday, November 24th at the Hilton Garden Inn Auburn Riverwatch from 4 to 7 p.m.
Starting today, Lewiston residents age 65 and over can request a free 5-gallon bucket of sand delivered for free to help keep sidewalks and driveways safe during the winter months. Sam's Italians donated the buckets to keep our seniors safe. To become part of the Sand for Seniors program, call Public Works at 513-3003.
And over 50 Maine veterans boarded a flight to Washington, D.C. on Friday to take part in the last Honor Flight Maine trip of the year. The veterans, their sponsors, and staff made 8 stops on Saturday touring the memorials and monuments dedicated in honor of their service. I was at the airport yesterday. My father-in-law went on that honor flight.
Oh, he did.
It was amazing.
It's incredible.
Cool. The welcome they get back from the trip at the airport is just incredible. Everybody lines the corridor, waving flags and clapping and cheering for them. And then they have a presentation at the end where they're all seated and everything. And there's a video of that at the the Uncle Andy's Digest Facebook page.
I love that you did that. That's so cool. What I love about that is that your dad, like many people his age, probably came home from Vietnam with no
welcome. That's exactly back. What I was just thinking.
So getting that is like very cool that we can do that.
Here's Spider-Man with the forecast.
Sunny today with a high of 75 and a low of 44. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 70 and partly sunny on Wednesday with a high temps approaching to 70.
Wow. That's a pretty awesome forecast right there.
Yep. Okay. You know what that means? It's a paddling day.
It's a paddling day.
No. Yeah, it is.
That's a paddling.
I paddled yesterday, too.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Still up on the car. I'm ready to roll.
Right on.
Could be snowing and I'd be out there paddling. Oh,
no. It wasn't cold.
Yeah, it was. Okay. No, it's
I saw your pictures and I was like, burr.
Yeah, my legs were freezing. So cold. In sports, surprise, surprise, the Patriots lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars 32-16 in London. The Pats will host the New York Jets on Sunday afternoon.
Did anybody waste their time watching that game?
I had better things to do on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, thankfully I was at the airport during that game. Gosh. But it's official. The Patriots now suck in two different countries.
That is just sad.
The Bruins visit the Nashville Predators tomorrow night, and I'm not sure what's going on with your Bruins, Sarah. You could have a talk with your best friend.
I know. I don't know what to tell.
She's speechless.
I don't know
Sarah
what to say.
Is
I know.
Speechless.
Aren't you guys texting or
I
something?
Mean, and... Not right now.
Okay. All right.
We're kind of on the outs because he can't seem to keep anything out of the goal.
Gotcha.
Let's just turn our attention to the Celtics with their season opener. They're going to be raising their 18th championship banner and tipping off against the New York Knicks tomorrow night.
How's about them Maine Nordiques?
They are on fire.
Better than the Bruins.
Yeah. On fuego.
On fuego.
The first place Maine Nordiques swept the stinking Maryland Black Bears over the weekend.
Right
winning
out of their own barn.
Don't
yes
you love it?
I do love it.
But Treppy was happy. They won Friday 4-1 and Saturday 2-1, and the Nords return home this weekend to face off against the Northeast Generals on Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, and that's their first home game in over a month.
I'm excited.
Yeah, so let's go nice cheer on the Nords.
Yeah, I have to go to Portsmouth that night, so I won't be able to see the Saturday game where Nick is running the lines, but I'm going to go on Sunday. The NA3 Nordiques dropped a pair of games to the Binghamton Buzz, 9-3 and 2-1. They'll take on the Junior Mountain Kings in New Hampshire on Wednesday afternoon.
And Central Maine Community College women's volleyball beat Albany College of Pharmacy 3-1. CM Soccer closes out its regular season with a visit to New Hampshire Technical Institute this afternoon. The women's game starts at 3 and the men at 3:15. And I was curious about that one. Do they have two soccer fields?
They
at
must.
New Hampshire? They've got to.
They must.
Right?
I'm curious if the Albany College of Pharmacy basketball or volleyball team wears their pharmacy coats when they play.
Jeez.
That's all I can picture. Them running up and down the court in their white lab coats.
Sarah oh my goodness. Us what goes through her mind as we read sports.
I just picture it. How funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
It's cute.
That is your news, weather, and sports, and a little extra.
I'm a little extra every day, as we all know. Just a little bit.
And right now it is time for the podcast segment that is
sweeping
the Twin Cities. Yeah. It's time for famous people birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's famous people birthdays. It's famous people birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 21st, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
We're going to start off with actor Jeremy Miller, who is 48 years old today. He played the much-forgotten Ben Seaver.
He was so little.
On Growing Pains.
No.
Can't not ringing him a bell, Pam?
No.
Really?
He was a little blonde kid, wasn't he?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, he was the little brother. But Kirk Cameron got all the glory on that one.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Actor Ken Watanabe from The Last Samurai is 65 years old today. He had a co-starring role there with Tom Cruise in that movie. He's done a bunch of other stuff, too, but I think he's probably most well-known for The Last Samurai. Guitarist Steve Lukather of Toto.
Toto. I love the way you say Toto.
67 years old today. Uh-huh. Pam, are you a fan of Toto?
No.
No? Okay.
It's because you say toe.
Pam's like, whatever makes you stop saying Toto, that's my answer.
You don't like the song?
You don't like Rosanna or Africa?
Africa?
I like Africa, yeah. All right. I just, you know, I won't change the station if they come on. Okay. Does that count?
Yes.
That counts. That means
yes, I'm a fan.
That means you can, that means you can tolerate them. Siri, play Toto.
Play Toto.
She'll be like, what?
Who? Toto?
That's what they call him in the biz, Pam.
Yes, absolutely, Mark.
Yes.
100%. Mm-hmm.
Director Catherine Hardwicke is 69 years old today. She directed the very first Twilight movie back in 2008.
Did you like that series?
I have not read the books, nor have I watched any of the movies. I'm so sorry.
I haven't read any of the books. I watched the first movie and hated it. And then Trevor and I went to go see the second one. We both agreed the first one was terrible. So we're like, oh, we'll try the second one, you know, give it a second chance. We walked out of there. We're like, nope, no more.
I've seen scenes from it, and I have a real issue with how dark it is filmed. Like, everything is very dark and gray. And it's like, this is just not for me.
It's for a rainy Saturday.
I just feel like it's depressing.
Yeah.
It's kind of filming.
I didn't like it. But.
Guitarist Charlotte Caffey of the Go-Go's is 71 today.
The Go-Go's or the Go-Go's?
What do you mean?
They're toe-toe. Why aren't these guys the Go-Go's? Instead, they're the Go-Go's.
The Go-Go's. What are they supposed to be?
Well, you said Toto.
Right.
Instead of Toto. But why aren't the Go-Go's the Go-Go's?
The Go-Go's.
So we have Toto and the Go-Go's.
Guitar. That's not what they call them in the biz.
It's a big difference.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a Mark thing. It's a biz thing. Got it.
Charlotte is, she's a guitar player in the Go-Go's, and they were a groundbreaking band back in the 80s.
Sarah, it's because the Go-Go's got the beat.
They got the beat.
They got so many beats, they had to go on vacation.
Vacation, all I ever wanted. Vacation, had to get away. Took me a second.
I know.
I had to wait a beat.
I'll tighten it up in post.
Okay.
And rounding out FPBs for October the 21st, this segment mercifully comes to an end.
Oh, thank God.
With keyboardist Manfred Mann, who is 84 years old today. He fronted the Manfred Mann's Earth Band.
Never even heard of them.
How about the song Blinded by the Light?
Totally know that one.
I just learned this yesterday, and I was embarrassed that I didn't know it prior. That's a cover song. That's a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. First appeared in 1973 on his album Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey. And then Manfred Mann covered it.
And made it a hit?
Made it a hit. And also made it one of the most misunderstood lyrics in the history.
I sing it every time the sun's in my eyes.
Yeah. What do you say when they get to the part wrapped up like a...
No, I couldn't tell you any of the words after Blinded by the Light, so... Now I'm going to have to research the lyrics.
Yeah.
Should I? No.
Wrapped up like a what, Mark?
Wrapped up like a...
Deuce?
Could be. Some people say deuce.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen said deuce.
Yeah, I know.
And nobody had an issue with it.
No.
And then Manfred Mann covered it, and it sounded like they were saying wrapped up like a feminine hygiene product.
Right.
And that's...
Ew.
That's how that goes.
Yeah.
Got it. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
There you go. Right.
There it is.
Learn something new every day.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Those are your FPBs for October the 21st. Did you have something to add, Sarah?
No.
No?
Okay. Not at all. Nope. Just that I like Bruce Springsteen's version better.
All right. Those are your FPBs for October the 21st.
Yeah.
Looking for a tasty meal? We have over a dozen options. Banking services? Plenty to choose from. Holiday gift ideas? Yep, we have that too. These are just a few of the resources you'll find in the October issue of Uncle Andy's Digest, along with jokes, funny stories, shoutouts, an events calendar, advertiser directory, and a whole lot more. Uncle Andy's Digest, your guide to, well, just about anything. Pick up your free copy today and visit uncleandys.com.
Did you see Showtime Steve got married over the weekend?
I saw that.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool.
He had a big like bachelor party that I did not make it to at Flask Lounge in Portland on Wednesday night where he like DJ'd. Do you know Steve Corning? He's a local performer. He does all kinds of like he can juggle things and balance a ladder on his chin.
Oh.
And he's really, really cool. He's been
a man of many talents.
Yeah. He's done Art Walk a few times where he's like out there doing. Yeah. He's cool. He's very cool. But he got married over the weekend. He's also
great weekend for
I know.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. He's also the Think Fish Tank. Fish Tank guy.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got a song that Mark and I are really into.
Yep.
It's called Vice. It's a really good song.
All right.
We'll play it for you after.
Congrats, Steve. Congrats. Showtime.
Congrats, Showtime Steve and Mrs. Showtime Steve.
Do you think at the altar he was balancing a ladder on his chin?
I hope so. I would love to see the photos from his wedding.
Great photos, right? Okay. Photographer's like, I should have put on my wide angle. I said I do.
Gonna make him work for it.
Yeah.
What else happened this weekend?
I got myself some of that haunted house.
Oh.
Ale.
I saw. Yeah.
Brought that up to tailgate at the UMaine homecoming football game.
Oh, wow. You did cool stuff this weekend.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't my idea, but.
Oh. Take credit. It was good. A cool idea.
They actually, so UMaine played Villanova, who I guess was ranked like fifth.
Oh.
And UMaine's not ranked at all. I'm listening to people have conversations, mm-hmm, and this is what I heard.
Picking up details.
And when we left at halftime, it was 28-0.
Maine.
Wow. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. So it was a really, really good game.
I guess so.
Good times.
Very cool. I got some of that haunted house too, but just a pint at Craft Brew Underground. Yeah. Yeah. On Saturday night. It was very good.
You were here with us, right? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. For Tasting Tales.
Did it taste better?
It tasted the same. Yeah.
Good.
Speaking of haunted houses, have you done any of the ghostly walks? Like CLT did ghost walks all over the city this weekend.
I saw that they were doing things like that, which is really neat because I know I've seen it in Portland like years ago, but I think it's really cool they're doing it around here now.
Yeah.
No, but I did go see Dracula.
Oh, was it funny?
At the public theater yesterday. It was hilarious. It was pretty funny. The humor was more adult humor.
I see.
For sure. It was good. The actors are super talented. Mm. Yeah. So a couple of them played multi-characters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was cute.
They're professional actors. They bring them from all over.
Yes. I'm taking mom to see Dracula on Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, maybe I'll go Thursday.
And congratulations to our ticket winners as well. Yes. We gave away a couple of pairs of tickets to go see Dracula.
We do have a big week coming up, don't we?
I was looking to see what we got going on this week. Because I haven't been up to Wallingford's yet, and I like to hit up an orchard at least once in the fall.
Yes.
Get some fresh apples, get some donuts, mm-hmm, right? And those some fresh cider.
What about the haunted walk?
I'm scared of haunted walks.
Pam, can we do a team building exercise?
Sure.
Where we take Lydia Media out to the haunted walk?
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
So, not last year, but the year before, if you haven't been to the Farmington Fright Night, that's absolutely terrifying. Like, straight up, like, heart in your throat terrifying. They take where they do the Farmington Fair, mm-hmm, they take the buildings and they turn them into haunted houses. So you're inside a haunted house. And it is so freaking scary. Like I went through the entire first haunted house with my arms around Leo and his girlfriend between us. And we just moved as one unit through the whole thing. It was so scary.
Okay. Funtown Haunted House. Does anybody remember that?
I never did that.
God. So that's what that reminds me of. Funtown used to have a haunted house, and it was like the best thing when I went to Funtown. I loved it. But that's what we do. We just all hold on to each other and walk through because there were real people inside and they jump out. And
you're like, that's exactly Farmington Fright Night. Is like, if you want to be scared, like truly, truly scared, like not just entertained, go to the Farmington Fright Night.
I'm good.
It's terrifying. There were several times throughout the Farmington one where I was like, don't punch anybody. Don't punch anybody. Don't punch anybody. Like
natural reflex.
Like, just my natural reflex is to like throw an elbow or something. Be like, and then punch. So...
Yours is throw an elbow. Mine's the knee.
The knee. Okay.
Sarah's out there with a taser.
I'm like afraid I'm going to give some scary clown a black eye or something. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody.
I don't want to hurt you. It's just my nature.
Terrified. I was so scared. So anyway, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Perfect.
We'll go see Dracula, and then we'll go through the haunted walk. Yeah. So there's Dracula, but there's also, doesn't 1776 open this week?
Yes, I believe it does.
With the Community Little Theater?
And there's an opportunity for you to win tickets for that one as well. Just go to lydiamedialLC.com, and we have a simple form for you to fill out, and we'll draw some winners this week.
Nice.
Perfect.
We have the October 25th commemoration event on Friday at the Colosseum. Right.
I'm still not sure I can attend that. Like
I will not be going.
I want to, but I just don't think I have it in me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. They've put so much thought into it, and I'm sure that they have made it.
it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Sure. And hearing Shanna talk about it, mm-hmm. so much thought has been put into it. You know, no one's obligated, like, even if you're potentially going to be speaking, you know, their names aren't going on the programs in case they change their minds. Like, so, you know, they've put a lot of thought and compassion and mm-hmm. understanding around the events of, you know, what it might be to a lot of people. So
It could be potentially very triggering, which is what I really like, to your point. I really like that they've said, even if you're going to be a speaker at the last second, if you just can't do it, it's okay.
Right.
Like, we're not going to, no one will be upset. No one will hold it against you. Like,
yeah.
If you come to the door and then you're like, nope, actually can't do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
And not even an event like that, but just the day itself.
Right. It's heavy.
Yeah. It's many things for a lot of different people. And it's all different, and everybody experiences trauma and grief differently.
Right.
So.
Right. And there's no wrong way.
Right or wrong way. Right. Nope.
Nope.
So.
Whatever it is your way, and that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If I do go, I am planning on going, but I'm also planning on bringing my camera.
I was wondering.
Because that's one way I can detach myself
from
what is happening.
Yeah. Looking through the lens of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That 100% makes sense.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are looking forward to the event because I think it means closure for some people. For some people, it's probably, you know, cathartic to be in a group who've experienced similar traumas. You know, collectively we can grieve. So I think a lot of people are going to be emotional, and that's okay as well.
Well, I think going to something like this, and, you know, again, everybody's different, coming together and seeing the amount of people that it affected and had an impact on is helpful for some people too. You know, mm-hmm. they know they're not alone. They know that other people feel some of the same things that they're feeling. Right. So
grief can be so isolating. Mm-hmm. So it is nice.
Kudos to the Maine Resiliency Center as well.
They're for sure.
They're doing tremendous work.
Also, this event is live streamed. So if you are one of those people like myself who's just like, I just don't think I can do it, you can still participate. You can still be a part of it. You can still see the event.
And you can turn it off and turn it on whenever
you can take an emotional brain break if you need to throughout it. Not to say that you couldn't really, if you were there live, you probably could. They have some places where you can go for quiet. They've set aside, you know, some space for people to just be alone if they need to be. I mean, it's difficult in a large crowd, but they have some quieter spaces for people set up. So
that's great.
So that is happening on Friday at 6 p.m. at the Colisée in Lewiston. And our friend Shanna Cox was here a couple of weeks ago detailing the event. Yep. So if you want to look back, listen to that podcast, feel free to do that. I believe doors open at 5 and the event itself starts at 6, and it's going to be about 90 minutes.
Backtrack, actually. Saturday, you know what else I did when we got back from Farmington or Orono? Not Farmington.
Yeah, Orono. I went to Farmington.
You went to Farmington. I went to Orono.
I went to Farmington.
We went to Obscura and saw John Rice.
Oh, sweet. Yay.
And it reminded me when you said Shanna Cox, because Shanna was there.
Yeah.
There was quite a crew there watching him. And he was so good. Someone took video of Alex dancing.
Oh,
Alex
cute.
Is a dancer. He was doing the worm.
Oh, wow.
The gritty, all the things.
Nice.
And he had a blast. So, and I think he was entertaining as well as John was. So.
That's awesome. And it was a themed night. So
yes.
John had a great costume.
It was like a retro.
So this is so cool. So something that, like, I love this community so much. John volunteered to cover for me at Obscura one mm-hmm. Thursday for the acoustic open mic that I do there, because we were away on vacation. And he came to the previous week, the previous month he had come and he had performed. And so they had gotten to hear him do that as well. The week that he covered for me, there weren't a lot of people. So he ended up just playing the whole time.
Oh, wow.
And that was how this came to be. This is the second time that he's performed there, because they were so happy with his performance. They were like, would you just come back and perform? And I just think it's so cool. Like, that was something that came out of this event that they promoted and that we partner with. And I just thought, wow, that's so great. I hope more artists get to have that happen to them.
Because absolutely.
He's a great
performer.
That's
what that's for, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it's for. Yeah, I was so pleased that that came out of that. The Exchange Club of Auburn extends a formal invitation to all veterans for a complimentary luncheon at the Green Ladle in recognition of your steadfast dedication and commitment to our nation. The event is Friday, November 8th at the Green Ladle on the campus of Lewiston High School. For more information, call John Reed at 777-3579.
Let's wrap up today's show with three random questions, and I will start.
Okay.
And this is going to be very introspective for the two of you. I'm interested to hear your answers. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
Yeah.
Sarah's the guinea pig.
Okay.
Sarah.
Yes.
What is your favorite thing about yourself?
I think my positivity is probably my favorite.
Funny, that's the most annoying thing about you.
I know. That's why it's so great. It just drives everybody insane.
She's like, that's the whole point.
I'm just kidding.
I can tell you, like, from my partner's perspective, it definitely is annoying because I will reframe things for him and I'll be like, what if instead of you didn't view it this way, you viewed it this way with more positivity? And he'll be like, I guess.
Yeah. After a while, I'd be like, don't do that.
Yeah. Like,
in their circumstance, please don't do that.
What if?
Where does it come from? Where does all that positivity come from? Because I need some.
I don't know.
I have a theory.
Yeah?
I think it's from all the exercise that you do.
Oh, maybe. Yes. I've always been this way, though.
Yeah.
And even before I became a gym rat, I've always been this way. Like, I've always tried to find the bright side of things, even as a child. Like, I don't know. I just always have. It's easier mentally for me. Because otherwise you could get real bogged down.
It's funny how you say it's easier for you because it seems like so much more work.
I think also growing up in a house with a person who struggles with depression, you do become their cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I did have that growing up. I had an experience with a family member who really struggled. And I think that person relied on me a lot to make them feel happy and to feel to have some, to smile, to laugh. And I think that's also where, like, my sense of humor kind of comes from, is trying to make somebody, take them out of that feeling of depression and bring them around to a lighter side of life. Yeah.
Pam?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure, I can. What is your favorite thing about yourself?
So my favorite thing about myself, that's where I want to, I was like, what is your best quality or what is my favorite quality, right?
Yeah.
Those could be two different things.
Sure.
My ability, I think, to forgive. And sometimes that comes around to bite me. 100%. Yeah, I just don't know how to not, really, I guess. It's same with Sarah, like, it's too much energy to hold on to stuff.
So much lighter,
like,
without it. Yeah.
I'm over it. Okay. Moving on. And sometimes it's even without a conversation, but it's definitely easier when there's a conversation around it and there's closure and there's things. But I guess that would be my favorite thing.
It's a great quality.
It is a really good quality. I see that in you too. I see that in you.
Thanks.
That is a good quality.
Yeah.
Mark?
Mine is my ability to adapt to certain situations, not get freaked out. I tend to remain pretty level-headed, I think, in most situations. I won't say all, but in most. And not to take things so personally. Not everything is about you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a hard thing.
I think once you learn that, like, somebody cut me off in traffic on the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for a split second, I was pissed.
Yeah.
And then instantly afterwards, I'm like, it's fine. Let him go. He doesn't even know me.
And I do that same thing too, especially like traffic. I get really mad, but then I'm like, I've totally done that to someone else before. So I have to be like, remember, you've done that to someone else. You know, like, oops, sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. One is without fault, for sure. I see that in you too, but I'm sure that's hard because I know you to be a sensitive person.
I think too, the philosophy of you can't control what happens, but you can control how you react.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is huge.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those are lessons that you don't learn until you wish
later in life.
Wish you could have figured those things.
Until you acquire some wisdom.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure.
What is the most outrageous lie you believed as a child?
for me, it's got to be, you know, the whole Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy thing. Like, we were just, our generation was built on a mountain of lies.
And totally then, was.
Yeah, and then once you find out, all of that was just, you're like, you have been lying to me my entire life.
No wonder I have trust issues. I
can't trust you for anything.
And why would I listen to you now?
I don't remember finding out.
I think I was 12, you guys. I was like well beyond where I should have been.
My siblings couldn't wait to tell me. I mean, like, hey, guess what we found out?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Mom and Dad? No.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So after I found that out, it's like I couldn't look at my parents the same way again. It's like you've been BSing me my
this
entire
whole
life.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same for you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I can't really think of a big lie that.
Can I tell you a lie that I told?
Sure.
To my son, but also all of the kids in his preschool class, because we worked in downtown Portland. This is a joke that I do, but it's a true story. The ice cream truck would come around, and I remember thinking, what an asshole coming around here at the daycare. These are underprivileged kids. They don't have any money. We can't buy 20 kids ice cream. Right. And I was like, you know what, guys? Sometimes when they're playing their music, they're out of ice cream. Yeah. That was the lie that I told those children, and they believed it.
Yikes.
And kids believe everything.
So
this isn't a lie, but I do remember this clear as day. Trevor was probably Alex's age. He was probably about 7. He said something, and I'm like, but you're lying. I'm like, I can tell. He's like, how can you tell? I go, it's written on your face. And he goes, where? He was like mortified. He literally thought that he was lying was written on his face.
Was he just, actually lying
yes,
too?
Yes, he was lying. And but he believed me that it was literally written on his face. And that's when I realized, I'm like, oh, they take what we say like as absolute,
very,
you know?
Yeah, that's very true. That's funny.
Yeah.
It's written on your face.
On your face. If you could immediately gain one ability, what would it be?
Fly.
It would be the ability to play a musical instrument.
Oh.
Which instrument?
Probably guitar.
Yeah. That's the coolest.
No, it's not the coolest. Just the one that throughout my life I've owned probably 15 guitars. And I know 3 chords. I've always wanted to learn how to play, but never had the patience, never had very good teachers, or maybe I was not a good student.
I tried to learn the guitar once, and my instructor was very confused because I held it like a left-handed person. And he's like, you're right-handed, right? And I go, yeah. And he's like, you're supposed to hold it the other way. I go, I'm like, this feels so uncomfortable right now. I can't do it. So I don't know.
Huh.
Anyway, yeah.
I've always been in awe of people who can pick up any instrument and just play and write a song that night.
Right.
And just, what an incredible creative release that is. Creative outlet.
What are you talking about? You wrote a song?
I wrote the ultimate song. And then where do you go from there?
I don't know.
You can only go down.
Yeah. Famous people birthdays.
You write famous people birthdays.
Mark Turcotte original.
You collaborate with an incredible musician and singer.
Look at what happened.
And magic happens. And there's only one place to go from there. I'm waiting for our Behind the Music.
Famous people birthdays. If I could have any ability, and this is going to be so unpopular, I would want to be so much better at math. I'm so bad at math. I would really like to be good at it.
It would make a lot of things easier when you're really good at math.
Yeah.
I get that.
I would love to.
Yeah, but you walk around with a calculator
in your pocket every day. I want to be able to just do it in my head.
Okay.
Also, I would like to fly. Alex is right. That would be pretty cool.
Flying's kind of cool.
That'd be pretty cool. I'd like to fly. It'd be neat.
Flying would be amazing. I have always wished I was a good singer. I've always wanted to be able to sing.
Yeah.
I'm not a good singer.
Maybe we should go to karaoke some night and find out.
Oh, I've done karaoke. I've found out.
Oh.
Thankfully, there's no video.
Thanks to our sponsors, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and UPI Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com. Thanks for listening. And tomorrow we will be joined in studio by Misty Edgecombe.
Oh, I love her.
Thoughtful giving,
right? Thoughtful giving.
Yep. Yes. Got to get thinking about it.
That's right.
The holidays are right around the corner.
Yep. They sure are.
Yep.
Misty is also featured in the autumn issue of LA Metro Magazine.
Yay!
So maybe she'll autograph some copies for
Ooh.
Us.
She has already autographed some.
I know. Nice. I said Brian Dubois, right?
No,
I was
going
to buy it off him, and he left. He's like, nah, this is mine.
Mine.
I wonder if it's on eBay.
Maybe. Yeah,
could be.
It's a good sandwich here.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll catch you tomorrow.